Chapter 20. Lord Celestant Tylos Stormbound. The Blood-Creed roar as Hach swings his sword at my face. I plant my left heel in the ground and bring Grius up to meet his blade. As I am hurled back across the stone hand, I realize I've underestimated him. My arm sings with agony as I roll and stumble back to my feet. His strange bestial features crease into a leer as he swaggers after me, drawing back the huge sword for another strike. The lumbering colossus should not be able to wield that sword with such ferocious power. The blood god is in his flesh. Khorne is battling me through the body of this snarling ape. The thought only adds to my pride. To stand alone, bearing Sigmar's honor. It is not the fate I imagined for myself. He swings again, but this time I'm ready. Rather than parry, I roll towards him, leap forwards and bring Grius down between his obscene horns. There's a dull crunch as his skull gives way. The force of the blow sends him reeling into the circle of onlookers. I stride after him, raising Grius for another blow. But Hach's honourless warriors crowd around him, blocking my way with a wall of weapons and curses. They hold me at bay as their lord climbs slowly to his feet. His thick brow has collapsed, giving his face an even more misshapen appearance. He shows no sign of weakening, however, as he turns on his own men. He's clearly furious that they thought he needed help, and he butchers anyone within reach. Only when there is a circle of twitching warriors lying around him does he turn and face me again. He reaches up to his broken head and laughs.
"Not enough,"
he growls, as he charges back into our impromptu arena. I take a deep breath and lift Grius. This is going to take more time than I have. Before he reaches me, light floods the sky, and I realize to my horror that day is upon us. Hach and I both turn to look. It's immediately apparent that this is no natural sunlight. A few hundred feet away, not far from my embattled liberators, a column of light has burst from the ground. It's pouring up into the storm clouds, coruscating and sparking as it lights up the ruins. Hach recovers from his shock and takes the opportunity to attack, bringing his sword round in a low strike at my stomach. I bring Grius down in time to block the blow, but my mind is only half on the fight. As I back away from him, clutching Grius in both hands, I see that the shaft of light is having a devastating effect on the monsters attacking my army. It is spewing buttresses of energy that blast apart the juggernauts when they collide, creating spectacular eruptions of flame and armor. "Boreas," I mutter, recognizing the power of my brother. Hach staggers to a halt and lowers his sword, staring at the scene beyond the edge of the stone hand. He howls in outrage at what follows. As the column of light turns, its radiance slices through the demon steeds and tears up the ground, leaving Hach's knights floundering in a swamp of lava, blood, and body parts. My men are still locked in formation, and as their attackers falter, they surge forwards, lowering their shields and unleashing a flurry of hammer and sword blows. Hach forgets me and races to the edge of the hand, still growling. The light grows brighter, and a fierce heat washes over the plain. My Stormcast Eternals blaze like a constellation of stars as they smash through the enemy. But the heat is so great that they start to falter. Even Hach's knights, denizens of this hellish realm, recoil from the blaze, shielding their eyes as the night burns white. The light grows so fierce that I'm soon unable to see even Hach, who's standing just a few feet away from me. I hear him raging and cursing as he tries to find my position. Is this dawn, after all? Have I failed? Is the Crucible of Blood about to open its gates? I climb along one of the hand's crumbling fingers, feeling my way, trying to peer through the light. My mind whirls as I see that it is fading. As the glare dims, my vision starts to return. Hach and his knights are still gathered in our makeshift arena, staggered by the display. But Celadon is striding towards me, clutching his great two-handed hammer. Blessed night floods back over the steppe, leaving just a single point of brightness racing through the sky. It briefly becomes a golden, twin-tailed comet before crashing to the ground. The God King is with us, I whisper, as I see that my army is now free to advance. Lord Celestant, says Retributor Celadon, raising his hammer and drawing my attention back to Hach. The Chaos Lord turns his mangled face back in my direction, and I see the doubt in his eyes. In the wake of Sigmar's lightning, my men are now charging across the steppe towards the Stone Hand. The lightning has filled them with unimaginable fervor. I can hear their voices from here, still roaring the hymn as they smash, pummel, and hack their way through the reeling knights. Hach looks from the butchery of his men to me and Celadon, fury written across his face. He throws himself at me like a bull, horns lowered. The ferocity of the attack gives him incredible speed, and neither Celadon nor I have time to block it. His horns crunch into my armor, and we roll back across the palm of the hand. Hach's men charge past us as we stagger to our feet, rushing to attack as my golden liberators pour up over the rock, so incandescent with faith that even I can barely look at them. Battle explodes all around me. Sigmarite pounds against brass and swords bite into flesh as a huge tumult of figures surge across the stone hand. I haul myself to my feet and see that my armor is dented but not punctured. Hach lunges again. I block him, but the impact knocks the breath from my lungs.
They will not save you,
cries Hach as he wades after me. As I stagger backwards, clutching my chest, he draws back his sword to strike again. He never stands a chance. Sigmar is everywhere. He's in the sky, blazing through the cosmos. He's in the song that's roaring from my throat. And he's in the hammer that I smash into Hach's slobbering jaws. I swing Grius with such force that the front half of Hach's head shears away. There's an explosion of red, and he's thrown several feet through the air, landing in a broken, lifeless heap.
Lord Tylos!
Shouts Retributor Celadon. He's standing just a few feet behind me over a pile of broken bodies, and I realize he's been guarding my back while I dealt with Hach. The Red Knights fight with a deranged fury as they're driven back, but Celadon pounds through them with fluid, easy blows.
We must reach the skull now,
I cry, struggling to be heard over the din of tormented spirits, hymns and war cries. The steady, unremitting blows of my men are smashing Hach's army apart. We're still outnumbered, but the storm summoned by Boreas has wiped out half of Hach's army, and his sacrifice has turned the survivors into a desperate rabble. In a few more moments, we'll have broken them and be on our way to the Crucible of Blood. I rally my men and drive them in a surge to the far side of the hand. From there, it's just a few hundred yards through the drifting ruins, and we'll be at the lip of the crater. At my command, they redouble their attack with a blinding wave of hammer blows. We force the dazed knights back to the edge of the hand, where many stagger and fall onto the black rocks, dying beneath the shadows of the floating city. Daylight is moments away, but moments are all I need. I shoulder my way through the lines until I reach the heart of the fighting. Some of the knights recognize me as the man who killed their lord. They growl and charge, but Celadon is still with me. The first of them crumples beneath a blow from Grius. The second reels away headless, devoured by Evora, and the third is driven into the ground by the force of Celadon's hammer. Without pausing, I vault over the tumbling bodies and smash my way through the enemy ranks, making my way towards the center of the nomad city and the crater at its core. The liberators explode into action behind me, summoning up a final, furious push. The red knights collapse before us, and we reach the lip of the crater with a victorious roar. I raise Grius aloft and look at our prize. The Crucible of Blood grins back at me, the hideous creation of a brutal god. It soars overhead. Thousands of tons of brass cast by hellish sorcery in a realm of demons. The top is open to the sky, and with dawn only minutes away, the lake of blood it contains is already starting to bubble and steam. Deep within its cloying depths, an obscenity is forming, preparing to spew madness across the steppe. The sight of it hits me like a physical blow. Such a vast act of violence wrought against the landscape makes my breath catch. The bowl of charred rock that surrounds the skull still seems to be smouldering in memory of that ancient wound. Steam or smoke is rippling over the blast hole, but I stride on, feeling the seconds slipping away. It's only as I enter the crater that I realize that it is not steam that's rippling across the ground. The rock itself is rolling and heaving.
"What is this?"
asks Celadon, stamping on the shifting ground. I shake my head and wave him on. There's no time left to think, we just have to act. We've only taken a few steps when Celadon's question is answered. As the rock cracks and opens, fleshless, gleaming bones begin hauling themselves from the ground. This is the vision I saw when Boreas healed my eye. This was the nightmarish scene that Sigmar poured into my mind. I pause and mutter an oath as a leering, sword-wielding skeleton climbs into view.